In South Carolina tonight, a political comeback. Republican Mark Sanford, who was once mired in scandal as the state's governor, has won a congressional seat in a special election. He has defeated Democrat Elizabeth Colbert Bush in a race that attracted national attention. Sanford just delivered his victory speech.
I have a question for y'all. How many of you want to change Washington, D.C.? I had a suspicion that that might be the case.
Well, joining us now is NPR's Kathy Lohr, who's been following this race. And Kathy, this election was seen as an opportunity for Mark Sanford to redeem himself after his highly publicized scandal. Has he done that?
Well, in some people's minds, he has, because he won this election. But I want to remind you that this is a hugely Republican district. Mitt Romney won this district by 18 points last year in the election. So I think, you know, there are some also feeling that, you know, Republicans who may not have wanted to go to the polls earlier, you know, in the month when they took some of the first polls, did decide to come out today and vote for Sanford rather than voting for a Democrat.
Some guy came up to me the other day. He said, "You look a lot like Lazarus." and I say that because if it was just about market-based ideas and limited government, this campaign would have been easily won a long time ago. But I had deficiencies that are well chronicled as a candidate. And at the end of the day, I was carried across the threshold, if you will, by an incredible team of volunteers that are represented in this room and well beyond this room.
And, of course, what he had to overcome was that moment when he was unaccounted for. No one knew where he was. He said he'd been hiking the Appalachian Trail, and it turned out he'd been in Argentina with his mistress, now I gather his fiancé. Let's talk about Mark Sanford's opponent, Elizabeth Colbert Bush. Apart from being the sister of Stephen Colbert, who is she, and did she really ever have a serious chance in that very Republican district?
Colbert Bush is a political newcomer, and really she's a businesswoman. She's been involved in the shipping industry, and she is a serious business person in South Carolina. But at first, I think she was seen as a long shot, and then sort of Sanford's campaign began to unravel with some new charges from Sanford's ex-wife, Jenny, that he was trespassing at her home. And this was just a couple of weeks ago, and when that came out, Colbert Bush sort of surged in one poll, and it was thought that she had a much better chance. And then as the time has progressed, Sanford came back from that and basically decided to paint the election as a choice over whether people wanted to support Nancy Pelosi and President Obama, or whether they wanted to elect him. He campaigned with a cardboard cutout of Nancy Pelosi, which seemed like a wild idea, but people say that it worked.
And while we speak of him as the former governor, he's actually returning to the Congress. He is reclaiming a seat that he once held before that.
Yeah, he had held this seat back in the 90s, and he held this seat for 6 years. And in fact, he said to me just last week that if he did win the seat, that he would only want to keep it for another 6 years. So here he is tonight winning that seat and actually having an appointment with a judge for in 2 days from now to appear in court on that trespassing issue.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. NPR's Kathy Lohr reporting on tonight's election victory by Republican Mark Sanford, who has won a congressional seat in a special election.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.